Sam McBride, investment analyst at New Constructs, is here. He's stepping in for David Trainer, and while our guest is different, the result is the same. We're looking for trouble. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the Danger Zone here on Money Life. This is where we go looking for trouble with the gang from New Constructs. Now, at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. But while they've got that scale, where they're going differently than everybody else is the way they evaluate securities, because most people look in from the top down. They say, what are the surface numbers? And let's decide if something looks good from there. At New Constructs, David Trainer and the crew, they dig in from the bottom up and ask one basic question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, it is distinctly possible. And when they find that earnings and the rest of the picture is misleading, they know they found something that is dangerous. Now, if you want to learn more, they publish their list of most attractive and most dangerous stocks every single month. They also blog about all of their Danger Zone picks. So if you want more information on what we are talking about today, go to newconstructs.com. You can check it out there. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. Stepping in for David Trainer again this week, it is Sam McBride, investment analyst at New Constructs. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Mondelez.
Danger, danger.
Mondelez. It's ticker symbol MDLZ. And what's the problem here?
So the problem is that the market is shifting, their industry is changing, and their competitive advantage is declining. And management doesn't seem to be making the right changes to adapt to that. And in fact, we think they're making the exact wrong changes.
So when you talk about the changes that management is making, you're talking about changes like at a governance level. This is not necessarily something that is all in the numbers, is it?
No, absolutely. We're seeing a change in corporate governance. They put out their proxy statement just last week. And the big thing we noticed is that they removed return on invested capital as performance metric for executive compensation. So they're basically saying that they're no longer paying attention to the balance sheet. They're no longer paying attention to capital allocation when it comes to rewarding executives.
And what spurs them to do that? Or is it just pure greed? Because once I disconnect from the numbers, I can disconnect from reality and pay pretty much anything I want.
Absolutely. So what they're saying is that the reason they gave for is that the large amount of goodwill on the balance sheet makes it hard to further impact ROIC. So what they're saying is they made a bunch of overpriced acquisitions in the past. Their ROIC is not great, and so now they don't really have a way to improve it because their balance sheet is so overstuffed. So rather than make the changes, which we think would be probably shedding off a lot of this goodwill, probably taking some write-downs, they're just going to say, never mind, we're not going to use ROIC at all.
How out of whack does this make the numbers? I mean, when you look at the numbers, and numbers are skewed anytime you start talking about goodwill because, well, goodwill is basically an imaginary number. So you try to look at real numbers and come up with real values. How out of whack are the numbers here?
Yeah, we see a big disconnect between reported earnings and actual economic earnings. You see over the past 2 years, GAAP net income has grown 43% compounded annually. Meanwhile, economic earnings went from $500 million in 2016 to negative $400 million last year. So they're actually losing money on an economic earnings basis.
How does that wind up translating out? I mean, what would it take to get this back in line? At New Constructs, the way you guys always evaluate it, it's like, here's what is currently priced in, and here's what we think should be priced in, or here's what it would have to do. How unrealistic are we talking?
So if you look at their current valuation of about $50 per share, that's saying they got to stabilize margins. Margins have been falling the past couple of years. We're saying they got to stabilize that completely and then grow NOPAT by 5% compounded annually for the next 13 years. Now, notably, not only is that implying the margin stabilization, it implies they're going to grow faster than the overall market projection.
And so if we had to come up with a fair value, and I know it's not always easy, or a market value, or the no growth value, what would we do?
Yeah, so we're looking at, we're still giving them some credit. We're saying, okay, if they can pull off stabilizing their margins and they can still grow just not quite as fast. Let's say they can grow 3% compounded annually for the next 10 years. We give them a fair value of $35 per share today. So that's a 30% downside.
A 30% downside. So a stock worth in the 50s or priced currently in the 50s is worth more somewhere around the 30 buck range.
Absolutely.
Okay. So that would be why MDLZ, Mondelez, Mondelez, however you're going to pronounce it, it's headed for trouble either way. And quickly, Sam, no catalyst that's out there necessarily. Is there? Is there something you think would be a catalyst that drives it there?
You know, we think there's a big possibility for a big write down here, just like Kraft Heinz had about a month ago. They've got so much goodwill on the balance sheet, over 50% of their invested capital. We think their competitive advantage is declining. We see a big potential for a write-down in the near future.
So that could be your trigger. Whether you get it or not, you can see that the company is positioned for trouble. And if you want to see that position, go check out the paper and the blog that they do at newconstructs.com, or they're on Twitter at newconstructs. Sam McBride is investment analyst. Sam, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Well, that was a fun one. Again, newconstructs.com for more information. We're heading for home on today's show. The Market Call is next with Tom McIntyre from McIntyre, Friedman & Flynn. Stay tuned.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.